I thought for a minute we was in a Baptist somewhere. Praise God. I'm glad that I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Boy, I like that song. Amen. I'll do my best not to keep you as long tonight as I did last night. I appreciate the offering. May God richly bless you in the wonderful, wonderful place to stay at, Brother David and Sister Brenda's. They've been so gracious to us. And they're not here tonight. They have their service. But everything's just wonderful. And we want to say thank you for your kindness to older folks. Amen. And it's so good to see Brother Philip. Horton family has always been special to us through the years. We go a few years back, somewhere, I can't remember what year exactly, but it's somewhere in the early 1970s when we first came to this area. I planned to get older, but I didn't know it'd come this quick. But I appreciate the mercies of God. Your pastor here is one of my best friends. Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting me. Amen. I remember when he first started. I'd like to be a better man for God than what I have been in the past. And I got my mind made up, no matter what comes or goes, who likes me or who don't like me. And I've got some of both kinds. But I made up my mind, I'm going on for God. I'm just going to read you a little article I found amongst all of my stuff. And I got a lot of stuff. And Winston Churchill, great man of history. And he was a man that refused to surrender. On May the 13th, 1940, facing overwhelming odds as Hitler planned the destruction of England, Churchill addressed the House of Commons. The challenge was clear. He said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat." Just 3 weeks later, he addressed the nation of England with the same challenge. He went on to say, "We shall not flag nor fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and the oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the land, whatever the cost. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. And we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender." Boy, I'm telling you, I'm feeling better right now. A year later, he told Hitler and his Nazis, he said, we will have no truce or parley with you or the grisly gang who work your wicked will. You do your worst and we will do our best." He went on to say a little later to Hitler, he said, "We shall never turn from our purpose. However somber the road, however grievous the cost." I thought, dear Lord, in this same spirit that motivates the child of God in spiritual warfare, we will stand with the captain of our salvation. We will never relent. We will never recant. We will never retreat. I lost y'all right there. Amen. Well, that's not what I want to preach, but I found that and I just liked it so good. Amen. Have your Bibles. You can turn first of all to Acts chapter 1. And I want to read a verse or two there.
Then we'll go to chapter 3.
I love the book of Acts. Amen. It's called the Acts of the Apostles, but the truth is it's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Chapter 1. If you don't mind, bear with me and let's stand for the reading. Amen. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive, A-L-I-V-E, alive, after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, if you just turn over, amen, to chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 9. And we're going to read some scriptures here, so y'all, amen, be sitting for a while. Verse 9 of chapter 3, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. This is the healing of the lame man that was at the gate Beautiful. Amen. And Peter and John had just, amen, raised him up and healed him by the power of God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, whom he was, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of ye all. And now, brethren, what? That through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those which God before hath showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, so he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. If you would, before you sit down, let's go back to that verse 15. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. You may be seated. We are witnesses. I'm gonna just take my time and start here. Will that be all right with y'all? Amen. I remember reading some time ago now, in the days of a man by the name of George Stevenson. He was the one that perfected the locomotive engine. I read this and I got so excited. The scientist had proved conclusively that a railway train could never be driven by steam power successfully. Ain't that a sight? Anybody here? But, praise God, the passengers on that Russian Express from Liverpool to Edinburgh and from Edinburgh to London, when they got off the train, if the news reporters were there, I can imagine them asking them questions, passengers. Amen. How did you get from where you are to where you were to where you are? They said, praise God, we rode a steam engine locomotive. But the scientists said it's impossible. But we are witnesses. It does work. I'm going to lose y'all here before I get through tonight. Amen. I remember also, amen, the machinists and navigators proved conclusively, amen, that a steamer could never cross the Atlantic Ocean. But no sooner had they successfully proved the impossibility of such an undertaking, amen, until passengers on the, amen, Cunard and the Inman and the National and the White Star Lines are witnesses that it did happen. It could happen. Come on here. Amen. And I don't know. I'm not great in stuff like this, but amen. They tell me that they have concluded that the bumblebees cannot fly. The size of their body, with the smallness of their wings, it's impossible for them to fly. But they don't know that. So they just keep right on flying. I'm feeling better already. Hallelujah. I'm amen. In the time of Christ, it was proved. Whew, it was proved conclusively that it was impossible for him to rise from the dead. Amen. It was shown logically that when a man was dead, he's dead. His heart and his liver and his lungs having ceased to perform. Amen. And his limbs getting stiff and rigid. Amen. Could not rise from the dead. They showed it to be an absolute absurdity that the dead Christ should ever get up alive. Come on here. They put him in the sepulcher. They rolled the stone over the doorway. They put the signet on it and put guards there to make sure he never came out of the grave. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? Ah. But I got news for you tonight. He's alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, I asked Brother Randy if he'd get a microphone in here. Amen. I may stop you a time or two. Amen. And starting at verse 1, I like this. I want to tell you, he's not in the grave. He's not on the cross. Some folks wear, help me here, a crucifix around their neck. Amen. With a body on it. Come on here. But that cross, he is not on. Amen. Amen. Some folks put it, the crucifix on the dash of their car or on the mantle of their home. But he's not on the cross. I said he's not on the cross. Praise God. I'm feeling better right now. Amen. He's not in the grave. They said it's impossible for him to rise from the dead. But glory to God. Read, brother. Praise God.
In the end of the Sabbath,
uh-huh.
As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week,
all right,
came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher.
Yes.
And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Now, wait a minute here. Amen. An angel from heaven came, rolled away the stone. Come on here. But he didn't roll away the stone to let Jesus out. He was already out. He rolled away the stone so we could look in and see that, praise God, he's not here. Praise God. Hey, hey, hey. Read, brother. Amen.
And sat upon it. I didn't finish that verse.
Okay. Well, did you read that verse again?
All right. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it.
Yes.
His countenance was like lightning.
Yes.
And his raiment white as snow. Sweet Lamb of God. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake.
Yes.
And became as dead men.
Hey, man, those soldiers that are supposed to guard him. Hey, man, fell over like dead men.
Yes.
Impossible for him to come alive.
Woo.
Hey, man, but he did. Read, brother, praise God.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Hallelujah. You want me to read 6?
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. He is not here.
He is not where?
He is not here.
He is not here. Where
for he is
he?
Risen.
He is risen. Woo. Praise God.
Sweet Lamb.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank you, brother. I want to tell you tonight, we're not serving a crucified Savior. We're serving a living Savior. He's alive. They said it's impossible. Praise God. It's impossible for the steam engine, amen, to pull a train, but it did. It's great God. It's impossible for a ship to be, amen, come across the Atlantic Ocean by a steam engine, but it did. It's impossible for a dead man to get up alive, but he did. Woo! He's alive. I got to hurry. Amen. When he rose, the Bible tells us that the disciples beheld him. They heard his voice. They talked with him. Amen. Come on here. They took the witness stand to prove to be true, which the, amen, supposed to be wise people of their day said it could not happen, to be impossible. Amen. But glory to God, in the text, amen, that I read to you, him hath God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, man, help me here. When Peter and John went to the tomb, praise God, help me here. Hey, man, John beat him. Hey, man, and stopped at the doorway. But when Peter got there, he rushed right on past John. Hey, man, glory to God. And he looked and he said, he's really not here. Praise God, I want to tell you, amen, this evening that Jesus Christ was crucified. He did give his life's blood. He did hang on a tree. He was nailed to the cross. He was buried in a tomb. But glory to God, on the morning of the third day, he came out of there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. We our witnesses, 40 days after his resurrection. Amen. Come on here. 40 days those disciples talked with him. They, come on here. When he appeared to them in that room, ooh, amen, they thought it was a spirit. The doors was locked. The windows was locked. And he just appeared. Amen. Amen. And after a while, another day or two come. Amen. And Thomas was with them. And he appeared again. Amen. And Thomas had said, I'll not believe it until I put my hand in his nail-scarred hand. Amen. Come on here. Amen. But when Jesus appeared the second time, Thomas being there, he said, come on, come on here, Thomas. Amen. Put your hand in my nail-scarred. Thrust your hand in my side. Praise God. It is I want to tell you, I am a witness that he lives today. Blessed name of the Lord. Amen. Just for a minute, let me just play like a skeptic. There's no God. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. I've never seen him. Amen. I've never touched him. Amen. Your Bible is packed full of contradictions. There never was a miracle. Lazarus was not raised from the dead. And the water was never turned to wine. Come on here. You understand that the Bible is taken, amen, with full record that he rose from the dead. Amen. If the infidels could, amen, they'd go into every cemetery in this country, take hammer and chisel or grinders, and grind off all the hope, amen, on every tombstone of the resurrection. Amen. But I want to tell you, I believe with all of my heart, amen, that Jesus Christ is alive now. Amen. I talked with him today. Praise God. Amen. Hey, 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 hey. I want to tell you, he'll be real to you. Amen. If you'll just believe in your heart that he's risen from the dead. Amen. If this world is ever brought to God, it'll not be by argument or debate. Amen. You can cover this world with a Christian apologetics. Come on here. And it will not save one soul. You can put on lectures and lecture people. Amen. Come on here. But it'll do no good to change men's lives. Praise God. Are y'all listening to me right now? This, amen, man that y'all put in the grave. Amen. We are witnesses that he's alive. Amen. Let me just tell you a real story. Amen. I read it some time ago. Amen. There was a large religious service going on in the Golden Gate Exposition Center in San Francisco. Amen. And there was a man there Somebody called him a minister, but I just call him a man delivering the main address. Amen. And he wasn't doctrinally sound at all. Amen. And he was a gifted speaker. He could sway people with his arguments and, amen, his agenda. And he was teaching and preaching against the blood of Jesus Christ and his power to save men's soul. After about an hour, he quit. Amen. And there was a silence all over that place. Thousands of people in that exposition center. Amen. And a lady by the name of Ruth Marsden. Amen. She relates this story. Amen. And when this affluent orator ended, amen, there was a little timid, gray-headed grandmother. Amen. Sitting about halfway up in those bleachers. Amen. And she stood up, praise God. And she started just above a whisper. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Fell over that whole assembly while that gray-headed grandmother, amen, singing so softly, amen, before she could start the second stanza, 100 people stood up and joined her. Amen. Somebody say amen. By the time she got to the third verse, there was a cry, 1,000 Christians all over that audience singing, praise God. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood will never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. I'm telling you, I am a witness of his saving grace. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. Amen. I've been sanctified. Amen. And I'm looking for his return. We are witnesses. Somebody say praise the Lord. I just very recently preached a funeral of a man up our way. His name is Larry Welch. I don't know if you remember him or not. He was probably the best car body man I've ever known. He took a 63 Corvette, amen, convertible, took it totally apart, off the frame, every bolt, amen, and every nut he took apart, amen, redone everything, put it back together, repainted it, praise God. I just preached his funeral a couple weeks ago, but that man, before he got saved, he was probably one of the most vile men you've ever known in your life. Oh, amen. He was out on drugs, alcohol. Amen. He was in the motorcycle gangs and at races and whatever. And he built a jet powered motorcycle himself. Amen. And I'm trying to think to remember exactly right. In 6.7 seconds, that thing did 200 miles an hour. Oh, he was wild as wild could be. Nobody could hardly have anything to do with him. He was so untamable. But one day, praise God, one day somewhere, amen, Larry Welch fell in an altar of prayer. Amen. Come on here. And God changed Larry Welch. I'm telling you, he was a witness. Amen. When you'd go to church, you'd never think that he was the man he used to be. When the power of God would get to falling, he'd go to rubbing his hands. And he'd holler real loud and take out running down the aisle. How come? He's a witness.
I said, he's a witness of the mighty power of God. Amen. Don't tell me God don't do it anymore. I know he does. I'm a witness. I've seen it happen. I've seen him transform men's lives out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen. It's the power of God.
Oh, help me here. Many of you here are witnesses. A young man from this country, amen, Larry Newsom, went to the tabernacle, strung out on drugs, wild. Amen. God gloriously saved him. Come on here. Am I talking all right? I said God gloriously saved him. Cleaned him up. Amen. Sanctified him. Amen. He got married and had children. Whoo, help me here. And for some reason, I don't know at all. Amen. But some reason, he got out of church. Amen. And went back to his old lifestyle. He lost everything he had. He lost his family. Help me here. I'm trying to talk to y'all tonight. Ye are witnesses. Amen. Amen. Somehow or another, he vowed he'd never go back to that church. But glory, somewhere another, God put a hook in his jaw again. And he wound up on the back seat of the Richlands Tabernacle Church. And from what I heard, amen, he said God spoke to him and said, this is Father's house. Praise God. I want to tell you, amen, Larry got saved again, glorified, amen, glory. Are y'all still with me? Wrote songs, played the guitar, amen, might have preached a little bit, I don't know, amen, but served God until he died. I want to tell you, God's still in the saving business. Amen. Many of y'all have got witnesses yourself that you know people that were bound by sin and the devil, and some had give up hope and said they'll never get right. But somehow or another, amen, God got a hook in their jaw and they found themselves in an altar of prayer and God changed them. Ye are witnesses. I pastored in Texas, amen, for 8.5 years in Mesquite, Texas, suburb of Dallas. There was a lady in the church there. Her name was Sister Daniels. She's a precious, godly, elderly lady. I mean, she is a praying woman. But she had a son. His name was Ollie. Amen. Ollie was one of those rebels. Amen. So far out. Amen. And he'd frequently, he'd visit the bars and get drunk. Amen. Live like the devil. Huh? Amen. One night he went to and parked his car and started to get out and go into a bar. And this was his words. He said, a man dressed well, amen, in a suit, came up to him and said, Ollie, sell me your soul and I'll make you popular and rich. Help me here. Ollie said, I knew better. He said to that man in that suit, and it was nothing more than the devil. He said, I've got a praying mama at home, and she told me never to give up my soul for anything. He turned around and went home. Praise God. Sister Daniels called me at 4:00 in the morning, amen, and said, would you go to Ollie's house and pray for him? He wants to pray. She said, I called another preacher, and he said, it's too early. I'm not going. We crawled out of bed and got dressed and went over to Ollie's house. Very meager means of a house. Amen. Ollie, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Ollie was sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair.
Amen. We got out of the car and walked up the steps to the porch. Amen. Amen. And I shook hands with him and I said, Ollie, we come to talk to you and pray with you. Amen. He said, I need prayer. Oh, he said, I need prayer. Amen. I said, well, Jesus, amen, is here to hear your prayer. Amen. He said, yes. But he said, let me tell you about my life. Amen. I said, Ollie, you don't have to tell me. You can tell it to Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. And Ollie said, but you don't understand. I feel like I need to tell you. Amen. I said, all right. Amen. And then we'll tell it to Jesus. He unfolded his whole life's history. What a catalog of sin it was. Never heard or seen man, amen, such as he had been in all of his bringing up in years. Amen. And after a while, are y'all still with me? He said, Brother Savage, he said, I'm in terrible shape. And he told him about the night before. And he said, I don't want to die and go to hell. Amen. I want to get saved. Praise God. Amen. He had even killed a man many years earlier. He told me this whole catalog of sin. Amen. And then I said, all right, Ollie, you told it to me. Now let's tell it to Jesus. And on the front porch or living room, I forget which one it was. Amen. He got out and got on his knees. Amen. And he started to pray in a simple sinner's prayer. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? God changed Dolly. I mean, God gloriously changed Dolly. And the last time I heard about Ollie, we've been in Virginia for 43 or 4 years now. But the last time I heard about Ollie, he was a deacon in the church. Amen. In Texas. I want to tell you, God knows how to change you. We are witnesses of his saving grace and his power. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. 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 Ollie's daddy was a wicked man as well as Ollie was. Amen. He was so wicked in his early years. He had one hand and part of his arm cut off right there. Amen. He had a vile temper and vile mouth. Filthy mouth. Amen. He was so wild in his early years that he run with the gangsters of Bonnie and Clyde. Amen. Amen. And he had told his wife on a number of occasions, quit going to that, amen, holiness church. I forbid you to go. She said, you can't stop me from going. Amen. She would come to church and every service she would always request prayer for Jim, that God would save Jim. Y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. And one night she left the house to go to church and her husband Jim said, if you come go to church tonight, you come home, if the door's going to be locked and you can't get back in. It was in February, cold weather. Amen. She went to church, requested prayer for Jim. Amen. Went home, the door was locked. Amen. She gathered up her jacket around her, sat in a rocking chair on the front porch, amen, till sunrise, when Jim come to open the door and let her in to cook his breakfast. Amen. He told her, said, you go to that church on Sunday. I'm coming into that church and I'm going to grab you by the hair of the head and drag you out of that church building. Amen. And he would have done it if God had allowed him to. On Sunday morning, praise God. Amen. Church was going on. Amen. And the front door flew open, and here come Jim. Wild, woolly, cussing Jim. Amen. And he made his way to the front where his wife was sitting in the second pew, I believe. And he reached out to get her. And when he did, God Almighty struck him in the floor. Amen. He wallered around and said, I can't get up. Amen. Come on here. I'm a witness of the power of God. Amen. And after about a few minutes, 10 or 15 minutes, him wallering the floor, he looked up and said, preacher, pray for me. I can't get up. Amen. And God saved Jim Daniels that morning. Glory to God. I'm a witness of the saving power of Jesus. There's nothing impossible. There's no case too hard for him. He's alive.
People laughed at missionaries in Madagascar because they preached 10 years without even not one convert. Today there's thousands of Christians in Madagascar. There was a, I'm an older feller. I'm not old, but I'm older. I remember the tent years and the great outpourings. Amen, of the 40s and the 50s and early 60s. Amen. And brother and sister Dowd, some of y'all might remember them. They're both deceased now. But they had a call to go to Madagascar to preach a tent revival. Praise God. They set up the tent. Amen. And literally thousands came to that tent meeting, and thousands got saved. Tens of thousands got healed. Amen. I want to tell you, there's still Christians in Madagascar. Amen. I want to tell you, we are witnesses. I said, we are. Praise God. Amen. A lot of folks laughed at Dr. Judson. Amen. The missionary, because he kept on preaching in Burma 5 years without one single convert. Amen. But today there are thousands of Christians. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me in Burma. Amen. People laughed at Dr. Morrison in China for preaching there 7 years without one single convert. Amen. But today there are over 50 million, amen, Christians in the underground church of China. Amen. L.L. Collins have been there several times, and he smuggled some Bibles in there. Praise God. And he preached in those underground churches. Amen. 50 million, come on here, saints of God. Amen. In the underground church of China. Amen. And Brother Collins said most of them's Pentecostal. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I'm a witness. I said, I'm a witness. I got to quit. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty. Can you sing it? Lose all their guilty stain, and sinners plunged. Their guilty stain, dear dying Lamb,
Thy precious blood will never lose its power till all the ransomed of God be saved to sin no more. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I wonder this tonight, if there's one precious soul that is in this congregation that would raise your hand, preacher. I need God. I need God's help. I've tried to change. I've tried to do better. But it seems like that things just don't work out. I sure need God's help. Is there one in this congregation anywhere? Slip your hand up. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you. If you're not a Christian, or if you're not saved, and you're not living like you know you ought to, the Holy Spirit of God is in this place to touch your heart. Anybody in this congregation, raise your hand, preacher, pray for me. How many of you good saints, how many of you good saints have got precious relatives, loved ones, children, amen, that's without God? Let me see your hand. Oh, God, look at that. I'm here to tell you, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's, and sin. Could we gather in this altar? You got unsaved loved ones, unsaved children. Amen. As long as there's breath in their body, amen, God will have mercy. Pray for them.